Charlie Ray?
Yep.
Good to see you.
Annika.
Annika?
Brand new, yeah.
Nice to meet you, Kevin.
Nice to meet you, too.
Coach, can you just give your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, listen, I thought that was a good performance by the team tonight. Good 90 minutes against that's a battle of Comav, as we call it around here, and so they're a really good program. Midweek derby, but I thought from the start, I thought we had a really good first half. They probably had a little more of the ball in the second half than the first, but I thought it was an overall really solid performance by our team tonight.
Overall, what did you think of the flow of the game? It seemed like both teams had their chances.
Yeah, I think we had some chances in the first half, right? Specifically early on with Brian. I think there's a couple other chances, you know, whether they're half chances or not. But I thought the first half, we're walking away and we're saying, hey, listen, like, you know, we look at one thing based upon what they were doing, and now how can we continue to push on? And I thought, again, they had some chances as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, I think it's probably a good midweek result for us. And specifically, and we talked about this as for a group, to have a response after what took place on Friday on our first league game, right? We got beat 3-0 on the road, and what kind of response did we have tonight? And I think for our group, it just validates that, yeah, we can play. It's just now when we're going to come out and do it. And I thought tonight was a really good response by the group.
Can you just talk about the defense? What was the difference between Friday and today?
Yeah, I mean, every team's going to give some certain matchup problems and try to do certain things. But I thought tonight, right, like, their center forward is very good. He's got 6 goals. He's probably one of the better center forwards, I think, in the country. And our guys really keyed in on that. They have some really good attacking players. And so I think the guys really took that to heart, to say, hey, let's limit that. And, you know, we've moved on from Friday, but I think tonight was just a better overall commitment by the guys from start to finish. And, you know, it just shows to the group that, yeah, they can play when they decide to. And now can we kind of build off this and going into the weekend? That's now the biggest thing.
You mentioned last week you guys struggled in the physical aspect, and, you know, Patriot League teams are going to play that style of long ball. You guys are going to deal with corners. BC and ACC team, do you think you match up better against them because they want to play more on the ground?
Yeah, you could say that we match up better. I still think that we dealt with their direct play, and, you know, they still have some really good targets on set pieces that, again, we didn't give up a goal on a set piece, and so that's something that we look at. But do they play a little more than maybe somebody else? There's no right or wrong way to play, and that's what I always say to the guys, right? Like, we have to be prepared for direct play. We have to be prepared for teams at play, and there's no right or wrong way to play this game, and that's the beauty of our game. And so we have to be able to deal with all aspects, and I felt tonight we dealt with those aspects far better than last week. And again, we've moved on, and tonight shows that our group is focused enough to deal with the task at hand.
Montali was coming up really big towards the end of the game. What did you think of his performance?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have a clean sheet, I think it speaks volumes, not only on the goalkeeper, and tonight that's on Flacco, but on the team and the group defending. And you know, he gets it. I always say this, he gets it on the stat sheet, but I know for him that there's a big sense of pride for the team to have a clean sheet. And so, yeah, he had to make some saves tonight, which goalies typically have to, and we're happy for that. But, yeah, it's a good overall clean sheet by the team tonight.
That chance in the first 6 or so minutes, could that have been a red, last man? It obviously led to that great chance for Primatulis, but could that have been a red?
Yeah, if you have VAR, maybe they look at that, right? At the college level, we kind of just move on. And I've also told the guys that we have to be able just to have a little bit of amnesia and not worry about every call and what you get and what you don't get. And that goes for me as a coach, right? And so I think tonight we rode through that. And, we move on to tomorrow.
Tonight was Team Impact night. Can you just talk about that relationship for both programs with Team Impact?
Yeah, I mean, so tonight's it's a local derby, but it also has a greater meaning. You know, the game brings you so much, and sometimes there's more to life than the game. And tonight, both programs got to come and come together through our partnerships with Team Impact, and honor Reese from BC, and honor Pierce from BU. And so to see that take place here for our first ever, as a men's soccer program, for our first Team Impact night, I think, yeah, there's a lot of meaning behind it. And I think there's a great message that can be sent for everybody who's involved and not involved, that you know, we're molding young men to be leaders, to be professionals, and to carry and to have respect and just to carry themselves in a really good way. And you know, Pierce does that for us, embodies everything that we believe in. And so, and the same thing for Reese I met tonight. So yeah, tonight's a really extra special night for both programs, because we both partner with a great nonprofit, excuse me, in Team Impact. And so yeah, great cause.
I think you touched on this briefly, but how does the like BC-BU rivalry affect the locker room before the game?
Yeah, I mean, you always want to say it's just another game, right? The next one. But I think there's just knowing the history behind the close proximity of the schools, and yeah, it's got a little extra meaning, right? That there's, we talk about it with our group, that you have that with BC, you have that with Northeastern, you have that with Harvard, right? The traditional bean pot of hockey, and so those there is a little bit a little extra in a rivalry game. And I like that for our guys, right? It gives them a little extra, yeah, we want to win this one. There's pride that, you know, there's pride every day, but maybe there's a little extra on a game of Battle of Calm F.
Going off of that, I thought you guys got shot out of the cannon those first 10 minutes. You're really on them. Do you think, was there a sense in the locker room of energy? I think that was a big thing in the first half. Not that you could hang with them quality, but also the energy. You know, this is an ACC team, they're great athletes, and you guys, you know, matched with them all over the pitch.
Yeah, I say this to our guys, right? We show up, we can play with anybody. And consistency is key. And so after, I go back to it, we asked for a really good response. And the response that we got tonight shows the maturity of our group. We are not a finished product, but 7 games into the season, to have this response after what was a tough week of our first 2 losses, this is a step in the right direction.
Speaking of the losses, what did you guys want to do differently tonight than you had?
Not give up any goals, and you can't lose a game. But no, I think there's a lot of things that we looked at in prep. Anytime you face a really good opponent at week in, week out, it's going to create challenges. But I think we look at ourselves, and can we limit certain goals? Can we deny crosses? Can we limit set pieces? Be really objective in terms of what we wanted to do. And I think we took care of some of those objectives tonight in this game.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.